Boom. We're having a great day.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. We're going to start this one out with a boom.
What are we talking here? Number 39.
Oh, man.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
Trump.
Isn't Hillary, like, in the headlines now?
We have two people who will be the president of the United States in less than 6 months.
The
right?
two most unlikable candidates
though,
that have ever been
Even
polled.
Though the burn will not go away. It's hard to get rid of the burn. It's almost like a bad...
gotta
bad,
be cream for that.
Bad
Ointment.
Rash.
God, that burn.
Ointment?
Ointment.
Maybe a penicillin shot will get rid of him, but I don't know.
Nope.
It's, so we're going to start that way? So...
Hi, we're the World IT Guys. Please follow us on Twitter at World IT Guys and follow us at worlditguys.com.
That's the sign
and
off.
My name is Dion. You're
Steve.
And
Gavin.
And
John.
And
Sean.
And
Dan.
Hey, we're here.
Wow, we've well started. Done.
Boom.
That's your new catchphrase.
is that not his like, consistent catchphrase?
Oh, that's my new catchphrase. Let's just go with it. Boom.
This is almost like that Seinfeld where they did it in backwards.
Yes.
They started out in reverse. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So I wasn't around last week, and
what happened?
It took forever to actually get whatever you guys did last week.
We did so many discrete channels of audio that it took forever to share with you. That's all I want to say.
I just want to go on record.
2 gigs of data.
I think Sean was on that podcast, but I couldn't tell.
He was Max Headroom in the room.
I couldn't tell.
That's all I could say.
He was remote, so your remote session. I don't know if you couldn't hear these guys most of the time.
I could only hear Dion.
Oh,
because yeah. I speak very loud.
Yeah, I couldn't hear any of the other mics.
And
yeah.
I
was very overmodulated on the recording, so
I
can understand why you could hear Dion.
Is that something we should tweak on the board? Because maybe I shouldn't be overmodulated. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So that was number one.
Yeah.
Was Sean was there, but somewhat. I just assumed you couldn't really hear because.
Yeah, it was hard to hear
it
what was
all
going
about
on
Dion last week. Let's just be clear.
The other thing that happened was it was the most
Boom.
Edits I have had to
Boom.
Do. It was the most edits I've had to do.
Wow.
I don't know how long.
That's saying something.
I did mention a few of our subsidiary or parent companies.
Perhaps we want to, you know, cleanse from things or tweak. Or So I spent more time than I had to on last week. And it was god-awful depressing. Oh, my God.
Well, he started crying over that person leaving. He was like, it was like therapy for him. He was like.
It was just.
I was sad. Did you insert at least funny.
Melancholy. What?
Did you insert funny sound effects for all of that?
Like a morning zoo.
I did not do that. Worldwide IT.
Oh, that would have been great. I'm so sad so-and-so's leaving.
But the best news is we now have a dedicated setup over here for the purposes of this podcast. However, I don't know if any of this is being recorded. So
no. Right into the void.
Entirely likely.
6 discrete channels at 2 gigs a podcast. Totally normal. It's
entirely
fine.
Likely that this is just going to shut down at some point and whether we've recorded
it or not. I think the Apple
not.
Computer you're using will be fine. I think we're all going to be happy with it.
Are we plugging Apple? Try to get some sponsorship?
The fact that we...
Apple, we have
the fact that the
a trending podcast.
The Creative Cloud login may be of consequence, but otherwise...
Oh, now you're going to get Adobe in there, too. Let's get Adobe in there. Who else?
Could we get some sponsors?
We've got no sponsor.
I wish we had one beer sponsor, for God's sake.
We've got 3 listeners who have pledged... some money towards
Lake?
Us. Thank
we should do
sure.
like an NPR like pledge drive, you know, like.
But that's the thing.
Lakes
we got pledges. We have
Lakes
no money.
This podcast
brewing.
Is not
Let's
possible
all
without
of them
your.
And all of the beers that they
have a phone bank
us.
Behind
yes.
us.
Yes.
We have interns lined up. Waiting.
Yeah.
Like our
We're sorry
broadcast.
To keep annoying you.
Yeah.
Your umbrella so. And tote bag.
But it would have to be a beer drive, though. This podcast is not possible without beer.
We
just need some IPAs.
You with SAML login, if you can. Dedicate a couple dollars.
I'm going to need you to like my podcast on Facebook before I get that authentication realm set up for you. Like, instead of opening up a ticket, you need... I need you to find
family.
Me 5 Twitter followers.
Yeah, we're all one big family.
Not
Your token's my token. Let's go.
Not that I want to attack last week's podcast even more, but I will say that you guys talked about the nuclear program again, which we had already talked about.
Wow. Yep.
So you talked about it twice.
It's
so this is
deal.
The last time you're going to hear about Donald Trump a long time into the future, but we will not bring up the floppy disk.
My fault.
Nuclear program for the U.S. anymore.
It's okay.
It's fine. Okay.
I mean, it's a big deal that we run our fucking nuclear program off of ancient technology. We're totally fine.
I thought it was brilliant, but we're going to move on from it. But stuff happened this week. What happened this week? I was out. I missed all kinds of fun.
Ah, did you miss stuff?
A lot of good transition talk yesterday. Ooh. You want to start with that, Dion?
Ooh.
I thought so. I mean, you and I were both looking at a ticket that was... it is funny. Some of the ticket histories are hilarious. Like, it was a ticket for a new... I think it was just for a DNS change.
Yeah, so it was DNS entry.
DNS entry, you know. Computing 101, you know? And it's basically two full pages of... So it opens with, this needs to be done ASAP. And then it's just 5 months of totals of just the same person going, I need this ASAP. I need this ASAP. And nothing's ever done. Yeah. I need this ASAP. And then one of them somewhere, like, and then every 3 weeks he would go, this is unacceptably long for a DNS change. I need this ASAP. Somebody please escalate. I need this ASAP.
Is this my ticket, Dion?
Yep.
Okay, so it was 5 weeks. But it's been really funny how a simple change like this would have gotten done in... You know, a day in our old world.
A couple days. If you were happy with a week for a DNS change to get done properly, tested, and implemented in production.
Yeah. I mean, maybe recently with the introduction of our partner, but when I put in a request, it was done within the day.
Yeah, I think if there were no special ACLs, they were usually same day they'd get it done.
But
our past.
What I liked
solution.
About the history is you looked at it, it went into the initial queue like it should, and it got assigned to another group, then it got assigned to a person, and that person sat on it for a week, and then he assigned it to no one. He's like, he just unassigned himself to it from the ticket. It's like, nope, not me. I'm gonna just. Sign to no one. So
is this like a two-line config change or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a DNS thing. Exactly.
It takes seconds. Yeah.
It is not a complicated process by any stretch. So I think that's great that's what it landed on an empty assignment, right?
Yeah, he basically unassigned himself from it. And
which probably takes about as much time as actually implementing the DNS change, which is also hilarious. I mean, like, that's how easy it is to do. So the people associated with this ticket are so reluctant to do work for you. Like, they don't mind working. They're like, you know, I'll create work to avoid helping you.
Right.
They're not work adverse.
Yeah, I'm not working verse. Yeah, I'm helping a verse.
So let's segue that into the conversation we had today, which leads to a process by which we said, look, we just want to do this one thing, and we'll get that done, and it'll be brilliant. However, what do we do now when we want to make a modification to this or a change in some way, shape, or form? Once we get this process implemented, what do we do? And the answer was? Open a ticket. Sure. And as we just heard, I mean, that's going to go very smoothly, right? It's just going to get knocked out in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
It's going to go 5 weeks and get elevated to no one.
I actually had a ticket last night because I'm part of a group that has global in the name. So whenever they don't know where to assign things, it gets assigned to me. And we actually had a ticket where... my colleague over here, Dion, went in and assigned. I actually replied back. I said, this is not the proper group. Assign it somewhere else. And then Dion went in. I think he assigned to another group.
Yeah.
But then they went back and assigned it back to me.
Yes.
Yes. Even in history, I said, do not assign it to this group.
You just assign it to no one. That's assign what it. You
yeah.
do.
And it just goes away then, right?
It's gone.
I'm actually looking at the history right now. For the DNS ticket that Sean just mentioned a minute ago, and it literally goes from April 19.
Oh, this must be a different ticket then.
It's the JBC. It's the JB recall.
Is it still not implemented?
It's exactly where we left it, where it's basically this needs to be completed ASAP, 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 and it's been a month, and it's the same update every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So.
And it's just interesting. There's never like an apology or, you know, like, oh, geez, I don't know why it took so long to get to me in the future. No,
that would imply that there was some fault to be given.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
That's almost like Donald Trump apologizing. Yeah, he never does it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting that this ticket, which was escalated to the people that it was escalated to, are going to go back to our liaison company and say, hey, why isn't this being addressed?
Yeah.
How are we going to do this in the future? And my hope for the past 2 weeks was I've specifically picked out the group, which my best guess was the team that could definitely respond to this.
Yeah.
And it got deflected back to a team that has no fucking idea.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest disappointment.
Yeah.
So over the past 3 or 4 weeks, it's been to the team that I thought could perform the action, who failed to do it or said, I don't have enough information without saying that, and then pass it on to a team that has no fucking idea. Anyways, it's frustrating, and I'm sorry.
What you guys dealt with. And, yes. And
it's one of the things we dealt with while you were away.
So just dealing with things, I was on vacation. And I've got parents in the room, right?
Yeah.
So I went to the happiest place.
Oh my God, you must meet Disney World.
I went to Disney.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
And we had such a wonderful time. Can I just talk about the mania for a minute?
Wait, do we want Disney as a sponsor or not?
I can't wait. I'm going to be on Disney. I am going to be next Christmas when you watch the Disney parade. I will be there in full force on your television celebrating with my daughter on my shoulders.
On Christmas?
We will be in the Christmas parade.
You're not going to be in the parade.
We're going 3 days to make sure we're in the parade. Yeah. They film for a week. We're going for 3 days.
You're going to be in the... How do you know you're going to be in the parade?
They film for 7 days. We're going to be there for 3 of the 7 days.
No, fair enough. But, I mean, I was there with the masses of people.
I'm sure there'll be a million people standing at the parade. I will be there. If you pause on the right frame, I'm sure you're going to be able to see me. That's all I'm saying.
Because I'll have my shirt off with Emma.
Yeah. I'm wearing a Camaro. I'm wearing my best Camaro Degote. Oh. And my daughter will be on my shoulders.
Yeah.
So our week started. We went to a nice dinner.
That sounded offensive.
It was very offensive. Sorry.
We went to a quote, nice dinner at one of these resort hotels the first night we were there. We went to this steakhouse, and it was like going to be the nice dinner for our trip, right?
Cool.
We're going to go. We're going to
one
nice, like, let's go blow it out of the water and have a nice dinner.
Nice.
We'll do it right out of the blocks. We get there. It's the place where they have a dress code, and you got to be
collar and
proper.
Pants and
you
got to
be proper
shoes.
At this place.
Sure.
Okay. They talked about, you know, what does proper mean? No tank tops.
So Andy's out.
Florida proper.
Yeah, right.
Right. Florida proper is very different, you know. Yeah.
Your oldest son's out.
Your gun has to at least be holstered.
So we make, you know, to your point,
safety
we make
on.
My family dress up, quote unquote, which means you got to wear a collared shirt.
I want to see this picture.
Tank top,
yes.
Right?
Sure.
Yes.
And so we get to the restaurant, we sit down, and it's a nice looking place, and you know, the meal was good, the menu was good, the service was good. Halfway through this meal, my son looks at me and goes, "You made me put on these clothes." Look, we're in this nice establishment. He goes, "Look over your shoulder." And there was a whole table full of dudes with tank tops and man buns.
Yeah.
Their hair.
Nice.
And
nice.
All
nice.
These guys.
Were they in Miami Heat?
No.
Okay.
I would have cut them slack if I'd have recognized one dude as
Dwayne Wade.
Oh, that's
and
a guy.
Like,
yeah.
Pat Riley. Okay.
He's allowed. He's allowed. No, it was ridiculous.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, so this is the way it's going to go. And then from there, it went downhill, as in people like pushing and shoving. I'm supposed to be on vacation.
Yeah.
And I was dealing
no stress.
With.
Come on.
Insanity.
Well, people are like starting fights and stuff.
No.
Yeah. Or they're just they feel crowded
the
and they're
me first attitude.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Sure. Sure.
Yeah. Aggressive.
That
yeah.
went over this whole thing. The not my term. This is not my copyright. But a friend of mine refers to the people at Walmart who like ride around in their carts. I support the handicap and the people that need to have service. I support that concept completely.
Handy capable.
Handy fat.
Handy fat. Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yikes.
That is the term my buddy uses.
Yeah.
Handy fat. These are handy fat people all over the place. And it's so ridiculous because all they're doing is taking their 12-person family to the front of the freaking line to get on everything because they happen to have one fat guy.
Thank God for fat guy. Uncle Don. He's so fat that we can jump every... like.
They're ridiculous. The best part of that was halfway through the vacation in our hotel. One of these women come by. She was a caricature. She was she was perfect. She was so big, and she was going through the lobby from wherever she was coming from, and she had this defiant, angry look on her face, like, give me fucking shit.
Yeah.
And why? Because she's riding through the lobby with her little cart and the headlight, and just going about, 2 miles an hour or whatever it is.
Well, at least she's gone that
meanwhile
fast.
Holding the biggest sundae with ice cream and whatnot mounded on this thing.
Yeah.
It's like, this must have been a 5-person ice cream. And she's just like, go on, say something.
Yeah.
Say something. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So I had my frustrations with this trip.
Sure.
It was maniacal. It was crazy. You couldn't get into anything because... everybody's, pre-booked their dining reservations to virtually anything that you can book. The what they refer to as fast passes for all the best rides, all pre-booked. So you're just like, okay, so I can wait in that 90-minute line, or I can wait in that 60-minute line, or I can hope that, I get up early before everybody else and maybe get to the park and have a 30-minute wait.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. The amount of money you spend to go to those parks, but
ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
So I will interject because we're planning our magical vacation.
It's magical, Dion. You're going to love it.
It'll be in December when we've been told by numerous people there'll be less people there. But we're going before the Christmas rush, which is after Christmas. But for the parade, which is a few weeks before. So essentially December 10th.
I always thought winter was their busy season.
You're going between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, so you're
going
to use like that holiday buffer.
That is a good time to go.
Numerous people have told me that in between Thanksgiving and Christmas is the best time. And there's 3 days that we're going to be there where they're recording the Christmas stuff for TV.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're going to see Christmas parades and stuff like that. It's only 3 days out of the 10 days that they film for whatever. This is what I'm just planning right now. Like, literally, and you went there, I'm booking it so I can go and try to avoid a lot of the headache
and all that stuff.
So
I've done this before.
This is my first trip with
my
daughter.
My dad was a huge fan of the man, Walt Disney.
Yes.
And so supported a lot of the things that Disney did early on. We were, I don't know when they opened Disney World, but they opened it in the early 70s. And we were like 72 or something like that. We were there like a year or two after they opened. So I've been to Disney and I have a perspective on it. Now I know that, you have this sort of adult fondness of your initial memories of the whole thing, this was just a zoo. It was so crazy. With
it opened
the number
in 71. What year did you go?
Seriously, it was like 70. It was 2 years after, 73, 74, somewhere in there.
Wow. Yeah. That's
do,
awesome.
Do you think
that's
that cool. This is caused by them making it too easy for people, like being able to buy VIP line access and
the way it works? So the way
fast
it works
pass
is
and the
fast pass,
the,
yeah.
The bracelet.
So you
and
do.
All
you
stuff,
get,
so, yeah.
And that's
after
like,
hours.
Technologically,
and all
that
stuff,
they've
yeah.
gone into an interesting place where you put this thing. The best thing I took away from this is you used to have to carry around a card, which
right.
was your room key, and you could use your room key. It was like a credit card, right?
Yeah.
So everybody got one, and you could say, well, yours as the adult is like charging privileges, and it gets you into the park, and it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
But your son or your daughter, your kids, it gets them into the pool, it gets them into the park, but they can't go to, like, the restaurant and buy something, right?
Yeah.
Or the gift shop and buy something. So that was the old days, this card. Now they put it on this wristband. It's brilliant. Like, I wasn't running around going, does everybody have their card? Did you forget your card? Everybody just wore this band the entire week.
You didn't need purses, you didn't need wallets,
yeah,
cash,
you
didn't need
anything.
Yeah,
it's everything,
right. Yeah.
Right? So,
can't wait. That's gonna be
you awesome. Shower with it, you swim with it, you never have to worry about it. Does anybody have their thing to get into this stuff? Because everybody just wears it the whole time.
Right.
The best part, it's the room key, right? You, mm-hmm. you hold it up to the door and boom, you go in your room. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I think that is the single best part of what we experienced over the course of this week. The worst part was me saying, oh, yeah, yeah, my kids, they're not stupid. Sure, they can charge. They can do whatever
they
want to do.
Oh, God.
So I can look at my son and go, yeah, yeah, go get me a drink.
And?
Meanwhile, I'm like going, what is that? Where'd you get that? What the hell's my bill going to look like, you guys?
$30 Frosty, right? Yeah.
Anything and everything.
Oh, but it's only a week. And
what was the most
yeah?
What was the most outrageous thing that they bought without your knowledge?
God,
without my knowledge, it was it was drinks. It was
okay. It wasn't like a souvenir or anything like that.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean they were reasonably smart. This is consumable. It'll go away. Okay, he'll never see it.
So a $15
genius
margarita is pretty much what you're talking about, right? Yeah, perfect. And who cares? That's fine.
That's funny.
How did my bill get this high?
Love it. Yeah, because your children are of a drinking age, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah,
So that was my bad.
That's awesome. I don't have to worry about that.
No, frankly, it was a very good day. Uh-oh, we may have lost our recording.
Nope, everybody stop talking.
Well,
stop.
No, don't stop talking.
Stop. Log in. Make sure we're fine.
Just keep going.
All right. Sorry. There's no technical difficulty. We'll just keep
never
talking.
Any technical. It's still going. All of that was
false alarm.
False alarm.
Edit that out. All right. So
one edit.
So yeah, that was my week of Disney craziness.
We're literally booking ours right now. By the way, so we're gonna stay at the Grand Floridian for 6 weeks.
Oh my God, the Grand Floridian. He doesn't do it small.
Guys,
he's going big.
Guy's the limit.
You're going to go.
Whatever Emma wants.
6 days.
On the last day, we stopped. We said, let's go over there and look at it. We mm-hmm. stopped at the Grand Floridian to walk in and go, wow. It's impressive. It is grand.
There is a honeymoon story that involves
I'm gonna skip.
A young couple who
my
wife had never been to Disney World in her life. And I said, you know what, we're gonna hop in the Camaro, we're gonna drive to Florida, and we're gonna go to Disney World for our honeymoon, because you've never been there. We stopped off at a condo of a friend who didn't have air conditioning at the time. And we said, you know what, it's really hot in Florida. So I called Disney World and I said, you know what, could you upgrade us to blank, blank, blank? And we drove into Disney World, and instead of staying at like a random hotel, we ended up staying at the Grand Floridian
That's the way it should be. That, yes, your honeymoon story, that makes sense.
So we went to the Grand Floridian, and that was her first experience at Disney World, and she was just wowed. So that was my honeymoon. Fast forward, it's 2016, and we're going to take my daughter to Disney World for her first time, and my wife, who's basically going, you know, I haven't been there since the last time, which was my first time, which was Grand Floridian, so why don't we... So essentially, we're going to stay at the Grand Floridian for my daughter's first visit, which, yeah, why don't we set the bar extremely high? But the good...
They're fine with the second time.
I know. Yeah, exactly. We're going to stay in, like, the Motel 6 at the... Yeah. At the Animal Kingdom. But the funniest thing was we said, all right, well, why don't we just compare that to other places? And the dates we picked, we got lucky because of a meal. Meals at Disney are so expensive that it could cost you $1,000 if you get the wrong meal package, right?
Yeah.
So I said, hey, why don't we downgrade and lose the meal package and go to someplace else? And they basically said, oh, that's an extra $1,000. And I'm like, what? I'm already staying at, like, the fanciest place. And they're like, yeah, but the meals are so expensive. It's going to cost you an extra $1,000. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, let's book the fanciest hotel with the meal package during your special rate for the 3 days, 6 days, blah, blah, blah. And... That's where we're at. So I will be there between the 10th and the 16th of December, where we stay at the Grand Floridian, and we have a meal package. And
what Dion's sharing here is it's have you over a barrel.
Yeah,
sure, of course. Yeah. I mean, it's like being inside an airport. I mean, you're not going to leave. They can charge whatever they want, you know.
It is total racket. You kind of have to close your eyes and go, all right, hit me again, whatever you want. Go for it.
So when are you retiring, Dan?
Retiring? Never. I mean, I got to pay this trip off over the next 10 years. That's so
I was talking to a friend of mine. I think how was your vacation? I go, you know, working to 75 is not so bad.
Pretty much, especially at this.
You definitely went wrong on your honeymoon. I mean, in a Disney World. John, far way too high.
John, you have no idea how my honeymoon was.
I don't want to. You know why? Because I wasn't invited to your wedding.
You were not invited to my wedding.
But to the honeymoon.
You were not invited to my honeymoon, and I guarantee it was fantastic. It was the best honeymoon ever. Not to quote Trump, but it was fantastic.
It was huge. Something
everything
was huge.
About my honeymoon was huge.
Keep going.
So that was like my contribution for this week. So what did you guys do besides your
trip? Oh, God, what did we do? Can we talk about El Chapo?
Oh.
El Chapo.
No, the project? No, you probably can't talk. Well, can we?
Is that
I guess
off,
we could.
Is that
why not?
We're not supposed to mention that?
I guess you could talk
about
it.
We can talk about it. We can't give any details.
I don't want details.
We can talk about how it came about, maybe.
Yeah.
Just give a little background.
Yeah.
So the company has offered through our sister company a VPN solution that was old when we started using
old
it.
Hat.
And now that it's probably 15 years old, it's really feeling its age. And the development team, me in operations, the development team has come to me, especially in lieu of IBM not doing anything to mediate this issue. Can we do better? And so I really don't care about the developers. It's not my problem. But
thanks, Dan.
Feel the love.
But I did need a solution to get to from Amazon back into our network for certain hosts. So but as it turns out, this solution will also help the developers. And,
an unfortunate byproduct.
We have a complex, for no reason, system where we need to be able to get into our internal network to get to various servers.
Internal resources.
Yeah.
And our way to connect to them.
Yes, we have remote users. Go figure.
What we've decided is let's build our own tunnel to get into those resources so we can do our job. And
perhaps we've said too much.
I have coined the project.
We're hacking our own systems to get into our own world. And nobody else could possibly do this. So.
Nope. Nope. Good luck with that. But I basically coined this entire project El Chapo.
The world's greatest tunneler.
The greatest, world's greatest escape artist. Yeah. Via tunnels.
Beats the hell out of Houdini. And I know that for sure.
I do have an image of El Chapo if you'd like to share it. It's run off of a device that's...
Well, there is one component of it.
It's a proof of concept.
It's not
beyond.
Running El Chapo.
It's a proof of concept.
It is a gateway into El Chapo. It is the doorframe into El Chapo. A door frame.
And we're going to post this out on Reddit somewhere. Right?
Yeah, why not? So
I mean, it's so proprietary that...
I mean, if you guys want the certs, just let us know. We'll give you the certs.
Could we man in the middle and inject, like, pictures of El Chapo in all of our web browsing or something? That'd be kind of fun.
I'm so glad nobody listens to this.
I hope the 12 people that listen to this Google El Chapo and be like, oh my god, this Mexican drug cartel is what you're using for your... Anyways.
Yes.
So it sounds brilliant.
I will tell you this.
We've run this past security and compliance, right?
It is so
well,
off
that's all
books.
We'll talk about tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. It's so off the books and works so well. Everybody in this room is going to be like, give me that DMG right now so I can install it on my machine. It's perfect. Like, I don't know. You're going to be happy.
So you guys talked about... the Olympics last week, and you raised the velodrome.
Fuck.
I thought that was sorted out.
Rio's fucked.
Not
sorted out.
Rio?
The
velodrome.
They hired another company to come in and try to finish the job. But the thing is, they only have a month and a half now, and they're only 85%.
I thought it was done.
No, the velodrome's not even close to being done.
Not even close.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, news.
Well, they can always just do it outside. Right?
Not a velodrome. What is it?
Isn't the velodrome just a cycling track?
It's a track, but it's a round track that's kind of banked on the outside.
So you would have to almost... It'd be like the first Olympics in history where maybe it's just all flat or something
It's actually a rounded corner.
That'd be hilarious. Yeah.
Today's... If you were to Google the Olympics today, the top result would be the fact that Olympians who are traveling to Rio are freezing their sperm... because of the Zika virus. So they're concerned that...
Or freeze their eggs. They got to freeze their eggs more than their sperm.
They got to freeze sperm. They got to freeze eggs.
Freeze it all.
Freeze everything.
Freeze everything.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Freeze it.
It affects women most.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why would it affect
freezing
men?
Freezing their sperm just because.
Yeah.
Doesn't make
Greg
any sense.
Greg Rutherford has frozen his sperm. That's all you need to know.
I kind of hope it's a disaster. I hate the Olympics.
What I heard was it was like it affected the women.
Well, they don't know a lot about it, but yeah, that's what they've found so far is that if you're pregnant, but they don't know like if you have it in your system and then you become pregnant, like how like does it stay dormant? You know, how long does it stay dormant? That's the scary thing about it is it's so new they don't know anything about it.
The non-scary thing is that there's been, like, 200 cases globally or something ridiculous. Or, like, 200 in the United States, maybe.
In the United States. But, yeah. But then the United States is, like, refusing to, like, research it or something, stuff like that. Which
they wanted,
awesome.
Like, over $1 million or something. And
oh, $1 million to save the ability to have babies. I'm like, nope.
I'd rather go to a children and men's society. Basically, but the Olympic Committee is basically passing out Super rubbers. To every Olympic athlete so that they are protected.
I think a regular rubber is pretty good.
These are super rubbers.
This is a super
This is what Superman would wear when he's fucking Wonder Woman.
Well, it's got to be lead.
Make sure that Zika viruses don't...
Is that a fantasy you've had, Dan? Yeah.
I mean, this is what CNN told me. I'm saying, this is
important to facts.
Yeah.
Wait, is that the same comic book genre? Is that DC and Marvel?
Superman
That's
and Wonder
gross.
Woman are both gross. DC. Yes. I'm not mixing up anybody here.
Okay.
What were you going to say, John?
I think we lost our... I was going to talk about our government not wanting to spend money for the Zika. But the thing is, you have to just say, okay, we can spend $1 million on... the Zika virus, or $1 million on winning the most gold medals in the Olympics, and they'll probably throw money at the gold medals.
Oh, yeah.
Damn right. But
we don't want to look like assholes.
Exactly.
When we get down there.
We show our superiority here. Come on.
I've always argued the...
distributed the super rubbers, okay?
Yeah, super rubbers and, yeah.
I have always argued that if there's a downside to the end of the Cold War, it's that the Olympics suck now. Remember how interesting the Olympics were in the 80s,
man? Yeah.
I mean, because like, you were just like, where's Russia at? Where are we at? You know, and you immediately cared about every sport because somehow Russia was always the second best. You know, or best, depending on, especially winter, you know. And it was just so fun to watch the Olympics. I would watch every event. And
because that we were doping on a different level at that point. I mean,
oh, probably, was, yeah.
Like,
Armstrong
learned everything from all of those years.
Oh, I guarantee it.
It was just like, now I watch the Olympics, and I'm just like, I don't know, these are just freaks, and... everyone dominates so much. Like you, there's always some person from whatever country. They're just like, it's not even a mystery anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I feel, but yeah.
I agree. I've kind of faded on the Olympics.
I always thought it would be cool. I think I mentioned this once in, when we were talking in the office, not on the podcast though. I always felt it would be more entertaining and more representative of countries' athletic abilities if you chose. Like, if say we send 300 people from America to the Olympics, if you just chose 300 random Americans. So every country was just randomly represented. So you got a better insight into that country. And I would love to see random Americans competing.
Seriously?
Sort of like your fat handicapped people that you were talking about earlier, maybe. Like, you know.
There you go.
Please. Yeah. Handy fat.
Handy fat. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I wonder how many deaths that would introduce. Could you imagine?
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. I do want to see like see the Sherpas that are on Mount Everest that actually do all the work for all the rich people.
Yeah.
I want to see them in the Olympics. I mean, I'm sure these guys live and climb up Everest like twice a day.
Yeah, like that's their day job for clocking in.
Yeah, bring them down to sea level and see what they can do in a marathon.
We're gonna like Sean's concept. I love this.
Yeah. Nepal will do very well.
Nepal will do great.
Running a marathon against the dude who was riding the motorized cart at Disney World 3 days ago.
Right.
Yeah, America would get slaughtered if it was just average Americans versus average every other country, you know.
Totally obliterated.
Which would be interesting to see.
So you guys posted, who is this? John posted.
Mm-hmm.
The IBM apparently has signed a major deal with Emirates Airline.
I did see that for, sounds like a similar deal that we have.
$300 million IT deal. So all that we've been talking about, all this that's been going really, really well, they're about to pull all of the good people off of our project. Just so you know that.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little bit of a lull in the service.
So we're going to lose the teleportation guy. He's going to go over
He's
to
go over
Emirates.
There.
Yeah.
So.
But the thing is, in the article it said that they signed that big deal, and they signed another big deal just before this for like $700 million.
Yeah.
So they've signed like $1 billion worth of...
Maybe they got their A-team working on that one. I mean, it would be hard. Like, hey, I can't find the runway. Well, I need you to open up a ticket. And I'm not the team that... I'm going to unassign myself from this.
I don't want responsibility here.
Are you sure you want to find that runway?
Do you still want to land that plane?
Is this the right runway? I'm not really sure.
Can you imagine every time a bag is lost, you have to submit a ticket to find your bag?
Oh, my God.
Our contract, we thought just taking off would be business as usual. We never talked about landing.
Wrong
formally.
Pocket.
Yeah.
Wrong pocket.
Wrong pocket.
Landing is wrong pocket. Sorry. We're going to have to renegotiate that one.
That'd be hilarious.
It'd be amazing. I mean, because that's a whole nother matter to, I mean, maybe that's, who knows, but don't fly that airline anytime soon.
That's what I said. I'm not flying that airline anymore. Not that I ever have. Oh.
Well, I had a topic that I thought that I wanted to share with you guys because this is a bar conversation I was having that I thought you guys might appreciate.
LA bar or Chicago bar?
At a bar. And I was having this conversation inside a bar. So, like, Elon Musk... recently came out, and I'm a philosophy major. This is an old theory in philosophy.
Oh, boy. How old are you, Sean?
I am 40.
I don't think you're a philosophy major anymore.
Well, that's true. So I love philosophy, yeah, and I love reading about this kind of stuff. And he recently came out that he thinks we're living in a simulated universe, that we are computer programs. And a lot of people feel that way. And the argument is, and it's always the same argument, that if you feel computers have gotten to the... If you feel computers will eventually get to the point where they can simulate lives and universes, then that means once they get to it, there's an infinite number of universes, which means that if you are living in a random universe, you are probably in a simulated universe. I mean, it's a big assumption, but one of the ways I always try and disprove it, which my IT background is just, well, if we are living in a simulated universe, whoever's running the fucking servers in the real universe is doing an amazing job because it never crashes. The power never goes out. And I think that's something that's just like dismissed. People think I'm joking, but I really like, you know. But
what if we're just the lucky universe that has great runtime, great uptime?
Oh, we're in the A of the A server room.
Yeah, totally.
But could you not have, I mean, if you were that advanced of a world, right? Your simulations would carry forward all of the problems,
mm-hmm.
but the actual system is consistently good.
Yeah.
Right? So if we are, I'll go this way.
Yeah.
As deep as you want to go on this. If we are truly that, a simulation and computer programs that are just fabricating all, if we're living in the Matrix.
If we're in the Matrix, right?
If that's the reality, well, they've gone that far, and they've maintained the fact that it's a problematic environment.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to stub my toe.
Yeah.
I'm going to complain about this, and I'm going to complain about that. They learned that over eons, right?
Yeah.
Lord knows how far down the rabbit hole we are.
Yeah.
And their systems are solid as a rock.
Yeah.
I think you have two shows, Sean, that intertwine at the exact intersection that you need to equate and start talking about, because you have this you get to a point where you're too drunk, where your brain stops recording, right?
Yeah, just, blackout.
Blackout diaries, where you're like, you're done. It doesn't stop recording because at this point, you're fucked, and everything you're going to do at this point should not be remembered.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Matrix is, right? You're just like, oh my God, like the computer is going to stop recording at this point, and everything after this is not worth keeping, so move, like in the Matrix.
Colonel Panic.
Reality over.
Oh shit. This guy pushed the limits. He's having way too much fun.
Yeah.
Black him out.
Well, and I like the concept of a developer in the real world being fuck, was I in prod? Well, I just ended a universe, you know, of living things and ideas. You know, I thought I was in a component testing environment.
Do we have a backup
theories here, which intersect at a certain backup point where, I think there's a lot to talk about.
No, but that, like, you go to sleep, and when you do, whether you black out because you're drunk or you're passing out because you're asleep, that's your process just going, I'm going to restart.
Yeah.
Next day, let's go. Stop recording. He does not need to remember any of this.
Docker fixes a lot of these problems.
Yeah. Who?
Docker.
Because you can have, redundant processes.
Google, along sort of the same lines, Google announced today that they're working, as part of their AI project, they're working on AI kill switches for, if it looks like the AI is getting too smart, that you would, eliminate it, which is, I think, an interesting thing to announce,
So is that, I saw a funny story about Axl Rose this week. So everyone, Axl Rose.
Speaking of AI.
Yeah.
AI. He's very upset because people are taking fat pictures of him.
Yeah.
Putting them on the internet sweet pie of mine.
Yeah.
And I'll make all these.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so he's demanding to Google to please remove all fat pictures of him from Google and the internet.
Google. Remove.
Please take down all the bad pictures of me.
Google, you're the internet, right?
Classify fat.
Yeah.
I tell you about the time I passed him on Michigan Avenue.
Are you serious?
What?
Yeah. He is the tiniest guy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
He's not tiny short. Anymore.
Oh, yeah? He's a tiny little guy.
Oh, he's tiny.
He's a small, short guy walking between the two biggest dudes I have ever seen in my life. It was the most common. It was like he was the
hilarious.
Little boy in this bizarre gay couple. I mean,
yeah.
It was really strange.
But it's funny, you know, people want pictures off the internet of themselves because they're unflattering. This seems like a Kardashian thing to do, but it's Axl Rose. So
and it never works. They call that the Streisand effect, where it becomes more popular once you try and.
And now everyone's googling to see the pictures,
exactly.
And it's like
you'd be better off just losing the weight, and then you're launching a new world tour. Eventually, the new pictures of you will overtake the fat pictures of you.
Except the fact that you need the scooter.
Yeah, just say
give in, man.
You're handy fat.
I want the Sunday and the scooter, and let's go. Front line, please.
The pictures are really great, though. I mean, they're really funny.
Wait, is that Meatloaf?
It's Axl Rose.
Well,
oh, that's good.
That's an old picture.
It looks kind of like Andy Reid there.
That's a really old picture.
Yeah.
Everybody uses to describe fat Axl Rose.
Are you going to go see Guns N' Roses, Dion, at Soldier Field? Yeah.
I was told I could buy very amazing tickets at half price, and I still said, that's too fucking much for it.
It's an expensive ticket, yeah.
Even at like 40% off the ticket price, I was still like, that's way too. I'm not paying like $400 to see Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Get on stage, perform, hate each other. And I'm like,
I don't know. I think it'd be a good show. I'm not going to. I agree with you. I wouldn't spend that much money, but I think it'd be a good show.
Anything over $100.
Yeah.
If I can get tickets for $100, I'll go.
Unless it's Motley Crue in wherever.
Unless you get to drive. Yeah.
So the best thing about the Motley Crue experience that I've gone through over the past 3 years is their final show at the end of the year will be rare because, number one, they got sick, they canceled tours, their technology failed. Like, they're going to be able to just make a final show at the end of New Year's, and that's it. So I was kind of happy because I'm like, I saw like three of their last best shows in the past 5 years. So even their New Year's show in LA, when they're done and they call it quits, will barely be able to be performed at the level that they've done for the past three shows that I've seen. And I was kind of like, oh, that's awesome because I didn't waste my money. So it's kind of cool.
What about Vendor Scum? Do we have some Vendor Scum?
Because
I'm worried that we apparently adopted a new anti-spam solution, and I'm worried it's going to ruin Vendor Scum.
Yeah.
That none of this hilarious stuff is going to, you know, get through to you anymore.
Well, talk about your Game of Thrones, and we'll see if I have any.
I'll do a quick...
No. I have a Vendor Scum.
Quick Vendor Scum.
Do you want the Vendor Scum that I didn't share that came in this morning at 9:50 a.m. that I didn't get a chance to share with anybody?
Yes.
If it's good, yes.
This is mine.
It.
You are stealing mine.
Yeah.
You are trumping mine.
Well, you can share yours, too.
It basically... So the subject of the spam / Vendor Scum is don't trump your backup.
Was that yours?
That was mine.
You got the don't trump your backup?
Yeah.
Wait.
Hell yeah.
Guys, do it in tandem. Do it in tandem.
Do it in tandem.
No, so all right, so he's got the subject. What's it say, Gavin?
Linda sent this amazing email. Did go in and explain
it.
Go ahead.
All right, what is it, Gavin?
Linda's my favorite now. No, so the actual email itself doesn't mention anything else besides Trump. It's just Gavin. He recently hit my radar, and I want to proactively reach out to you to see if you're getting price gouged by your backup storage vendor.
Gouged.
Yeah, if so, yada, 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 30-day trials, NAS storage, 36 terabytes, complimentary drives. But the headline was the best.
Well, wouldn't it be funny if Trump wins, like, that could be a great Vendor Scum strategy. Like, you know, like, now that we have a Trump presidency, are you worried about a nuclear holocaust? Is your data backed up in multiple locations?
They're probably hoping.
Like, is VPN working so that when the grid fails?
They're actually hoping for Trump to
the best line in the whole.
Disaster recovery companies are definitely hoping for Trump. Learn as you know, Donald Trump has no plans for hurricanes dealing with global warming.
Learn why Kawasaki, MIT, AT&T, and many universities use our solutions and why Dell and Toshiba invested in Exablox.
Exablox. Mm. What a name.
Exablox.
Exablox?
E-X-A-B-L-O-X. Yes. They have a double IPA. It's available on... I'm just kidding.
Do you think we could do a segment where we actually call one of these people back and like tape it for the show?
Do you want me to call
I think that'd
now?
Be really fun.
Oh, that would be funny.
Steve, I'm I get call the 415-828.
I get calls from this one guy at least twice a week.
What's
that
he
it'd
say?
Be really fun to actually answer it during a podcast.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I think we have to... This would be a segment. We're now in a pre-production meeting. I don't know if you knew this, but...
Yeah.
I am willing to have a go.
Okay. Well, I'll tell him to call us back during this certain time frame. And if my phone rings during podcast, we got to answer it.
No. Yeah.
He will call in that.
He
I
will
mean,
call
yeah,
in that
I mean,
time frame.
Never,
trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lead there.
I think you have to disclose in Illinois if you're recording.
You're technically not allowed to record somebody without their permission
yeah,
in
technically.
Illinois.
Yeah, technically. Basically say, hi, this is so-and-so from here. We're going to record this call. Is that okay? And
we may be recording this.
For quality assurance, we may be recording this with five other men.
Could you do this?
Yeah, if you make it legalese.
In the email, could you say, please call me back, by the way, we may be recording.
If you call me back, I may or may not record the message.
Yeah.
I think this is a great idea.
Yeah.
Who is that guy, like Robert Livingston or something? Like, do you know what I'm talking about? He called you for a period of months. And, like,
oh, he left
every day.
Message.
Or...
What was his name, Dan?
Oh.
The prisoner? The
No.
Well,
no.
He was, I think he did have some law enforcement trouble in his past, but.
Dave Kigma.
Dave Kigma?
Dave Kigma.
Yeah.
All Rec Solutions.
All Rec Solutions. That guy was my favorite. I hope he's doing okay.
Douche. Yeah.
why was he a douche?
I think we were speculating, I mean, jokingly, whether he was okay.
Because every week his messages got a little more distressed.
Yeah.
It's Dave again. All Rec Solutions. Just calling back.
Day 147.
So if I... Day 147. This asshole is still
Kigma.
So I
hope you and Sean thinks the AI never crashes.
Yeah. Desert Island.
John, just
need
pick
help
up the phone,
send
okay?
Food and liquid.
This is not a game. This is my life.
I don't get as much of it, but I run two weekly comedy shows, and I get vendor scum about my ticketing, online ticketing systems. They always want me to switch. But there's this one guy that's amazing who every week he schedules a meeting with me in a Google Calendar, unsolicitedly.
Oh, yeah, I think you talked about it.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever talked about it on the show, but yeah. And then the next day he emails me, goes, it'll go, listen, I don't know if I've, and he says this every time, I don't know if I've done something to offend you, but you missed our meeting.
Oh, my God.
So he acts like it's an agreed upon meeting,
whoa,
and then he acts offended
that
I didn't show up.
Oh, shit.
So he's like, well, just let me know in the future and, you know, I'll change my dialogue so I don't offend you so much. And then Monday, he schedules the same fucking meeting for Wednesday. And then Thursday, he sends me another, what the hell? You know, like, what's going on?
How are we
going
to do business if we can't communicate, John?
He's the best
and
cold caller
I've
in the
never
business.
Replied to any
guy.
Of his emails. I've never, like, I've never given him even, like, a remote. He doesn't even know if my email address works other than the fact that it's not bouncing.
We need a guy like this to deal with IBM. That's all I'm saying.
Why have you not replied to my ticket?
That's his entire job.
He's just cold calling their whole support staff.
So
do you currently have a ticket with
this continues for the next
shit.
We'll offer him.
Wouldn't that be great? Look, you're like IBM level
IBM
one, like
service desk people have
oh
to
God.
With Dave Kigma.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm like hi IBM service. This is Paresh or whatever, and he's like, Paresh, have I done something to offend you? Like,
what have I done to offend you? I'm sorry,
Dave Kigma, IBM fluffer. Awesome.
Oh God, what did we do?
We could probably like get them more money than what they're making now if they're working like that, but probably all commission. We'll be like, listen, all right, we're gonna do the same thing your current job is. It's all every ticket you get them to close,
we give you
like $400 every ticket. We just give you $400 every ticket you get closed. You know, like, have at it, pal.
Resolution or not, close that.
I love
shit.
That's your like starting number. It's $400.
Yeah.
I mean, That would light up a lot of people's eyes.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would.
I'll do that.
God. Yeah.
I'd close tickets for $400.
This is brilliant.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, man.
Oh. And then what he could do is when he hears of other companies that have outsourced to IBM, like that airline, he could be like, listen, you're going to need my services. I'm in IBM. I professionally nag IBM support.
Actually, I think we have some people that we could bring to this party. There's a business here.
Yeah, yeah. That would actually be a great consulting company.
Yes,
we consult for your, you know, for you to deal with your consultants. Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
I had a GPS thing, which I thought was interesting.
What was your GPS
thing? I think it should be maybe.
You told us you wanted to wait for the podcast, so let's hear it. So I would like to hear this.
So our government wants to test the ability to block all GPS signals in Southern California. But they warn.
Are you serious?
Yes. No.
Why story. Would you choose Southern California?
They.
By the way, we want to test if we can block GPS signal. We're just going to pop. Why don't we start with the most populous part of the country?
LA,
with multiple
Diego.
International traffic. Yeah, like that sounds weird. But go ahead.
Widespread West Coast GPS disruptions happening because the military wants to test something, which basically disables everybody's phone.
The GPS ability of your phone.
The GPS ability.
Which is also hilarious because people don't know the ability to give directions anymore. So it's not like if you disabled this in like 2003 and we're like, well, we know how to get there. You take 290 to Austin or whatever. Right. Now it's just shitheads who don't know how to get home from their jobs if GPS goes down. I mean, because we've become so dependent on it.
Very dependent.
Yeah, yeah.
They've gone to the whole point where, and the quote in the article was, this means billionaires flying into Santa Monica will have to find alternative routes in the affected intervals due to the FAA's warning that the jamming test could interfere with their business jets.
And a lot more.
And their stability.
So they think commercial airlines will be okay.
Yeah, like anybody who's flying a plane or driving or has an iPhone with GPS will be directly or Android will be directly impacted by these GPS tests.
When is it? It's funny the way they, you know, just the government's funny. I wonder if they'll be allowed to do that. I would think they could be sued for that.
Is the government doing it, saying we're going to do it?
Yeah, like it's just, but it's not like a military base, you know, or something like that, where you know.
Right, which brings it back to the Southern California. Let's do it there.
Like, yeah, why would you choose? Like, why wouldn't you pick like I don't know, like Wichita or
Idaho,
something? You know,
yeah.
Like
even like the corner of Oklahoma that's like nothing's there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To test like the 12 people that are there and a few military people that are testing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Why would you do this in one of the most populated parts of the
world? So the test involves 1.1 million acres of naval airspace. But the problem is, because it's a test, it might
bleed into other areas.
Bleed into actual airspace, driving space, home space, commercial space. And sorry, that includes a whole section of fucking California.
Mm. Oh, but, so they're saying it could happen, but they don't think it will. It sounds like
look at the picture that I sent you guys,
okay.
There's like a radius of
it looks huge,
absolutely impacted, which is the smallest circle, most likely impacted, second circle,
yeah.
And there's four levels outside of that, which is like, you're probably all going to get impacted, but we're just going to be safe, which is all of fucking California.
I'll post this link.
Show them the picture, right?
But
yeah.
The smallest circle covers from San Francisco through San Diego.
Yes.
This is not a small
circle. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
This Gizmodo article.
You know, California
is
only one of 50 states.
I'm not defending the fucking FHA.
And who cares about Mexico?
Or,
we already established Mexico doesn't matter.
Three quarters of California.
Yeah.
This article is amazing because it also shows how stupid modern news is. Like, it's a Gizmodo, I think is what you shared.
Yes.
And the guy's hilarious. Like,
yeah.
I gave the Naval Air Warfare Center Weapons Division a call yesterday. They wouldn't tell me much. We're aware of a flight advisory. But he said he couldn't give me any details. I asked about, quote, jamming. whether it's going to happen. He said, I really can't go into details. I love this guy from Gizmodo. He tells us, I'll get to the bottom of it. I'm just going to call the Navy.
You know,
and asking what's
one
going
on. Yeah,
one phone call.
1-800-NAVY.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did get recruited, so.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
My brother married someone, and her dad was involved in the most, the latest update in our radar technology. And to hear him talk about it, it basically is a, so, yeah, I can tell you certain things, but I can't tell you other things. And everything is basically like top secret. Yes, we can do this. We can't do that. I'm not going to tell you anymore. So every time, even though he loves beer, he loves craft beers, I like can get him halfway drunk, and then I'm like, oh, so tell me about your radar stuff. And he's like, yeah, no, it's like there's a brick wall that just shuts him off at that point where he's like, I can't tell you any more about that because it's radar and I helped develop that and I can tell you. And I was like, oh, this is a true story. Like, wow. even at his daughter's wedding, I'm like, you helped develop our like modern radar. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like,
yeah, well, I had a friend in the 80s who,
and he was
who,
just like, he just shuts down as soon as you ask him like modern radar technology. And he's just like, yeah, well, yeah. So I did that, but whatever. And you're like, it sounds awesome. Tell me more. And you're like, I can't tell you.
No,
it is amazing, but eh.
But that same guy, based on, I heard your podcast last week, same guy as like Gavin's brother who also had to deal with being in a uniform at a wedding. And the bullshit that.
The bullshit of knowing,
yes,
yeah.
Thank you very much. It's very nice of you. But
thank you.
I just want to get drunk.
Yeah. Right. Perhaps that's the problem, Dion. You haven't thanked him for his service.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
No,
rookie mistake.
Hey, speaking of, I have it on record that I need that laptop.
What?
Yikes.
Shut it down.
I gotta go.
Shut it down now.
It's getting pretty.
This is where we all
late.
Leave.
It's going great.
Smoking is going well.
I have to pee.
That's
not smoking is going great.
Yeah.
First. Are you on 10 minutes or 20 minutes? What?
I don't. I'm not really sure. My leg is kind of tapping for some reason. Not sure what that's about. Could be withdrawal.
When's the last time you had a?
God, don't even remember. Oddly,
lunch break maybe.
Could be. I'm not sure. Tapering. You know, you got to taper.
Oh, sorry. Well, I would like to thank.
I made it a couple days.
For going that way.
Not opening the hallway door for the echo.
Is the podcast still going on, or is he just?
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it.
He's just using the loud exit.
It's time.
When I saw him come out that way, I'm like, oh, it's over. Yeah.
So it's over.
No.
Yeah.
From what I understand,
I was just more considerate. Dan's probably the kind of guy who, like, in the middle of the wedding, just gets up, ruins every photograph. You know, as he walks in front of the aisle. You know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Walking. Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say, Gavin. From what I understand, the dreams that you can have on Chantix.
Yeah.
Are worth it.
Oh, really?
Or not.
Or, yeah, I've heard they can be terrifying. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, nuts. Kind of like ambient dreams, almost.
Yeah.
At least give it a go.
I have to go. I mean, a couple of days.
And that's material for this podcast, so stop being so selfish.
Yeah. No, you're right. I wasn't thinking about you guys. My head was in the wrong place.
And, you know, put a pen and pencil by your pad of paper by your bed and, you know, write them down.
So as we are, like, closing this out, we are the Worldwide IT Guys. Dion is back in the room and he's
opening every door.
Another beer or something.
Boom.
Boom.
And just to be clear, everybody was very happy that you chose to go this way.
Yeah.
When everybody else chose to go that way, considerately off mic, Dion, go on, rebuttal.
Boom.
Well, when you gotta
I'm
go,
out.
You
gotta I gotta go to the bathroom. Boom.
When you gotta go, you gotta go. All
right.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We've been the Worldwide IT Guys. John, last comments?
Nothing.
WWITGuys.com. Check us out on Twitter and the web. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Seriously, the bathroom.
Remember you told me to tell you when you're acting rudely and insensitively? Remember that?
What are you doing?
You're doing it right now.
It's the best line in War Games. which I was going to play when you...
Oh, the two hackers? They are great at that movie.
Remember you asked me to tell you when you're being rude and insensitive? You're doing it now.
That movie really is good.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you. Those are old school modem. It's funny, I was thinking about that the other day, just modem technology. And it would grow in these weird... until it hit...